probably without knowing it, during COVID, we've become much more comfortable with what's called digital health, using information and communications technology in our healthcare. A lot of us would have had a telehealth consultation with our GP or specialist, or more recently, wrestled with our digital identity and COVID-19 vaccine digital certificate. You may have even used your My Health Record. Hopefully it won't take a pandemic to make another shift in Australia's digital health system. And to help find out what we'd actually find useful, the Australian Digital Health Agency is conducting a community survey, and you still have a few weeks left to complete it. Amanda Cattermole is the agency's CEO. Welcome to the Health Report, Amanda.
Thanks, Norman. Lovely to be here.
So how has COVID changed things for Australia's digital health?
It has changed things in just about every way, Norman. We have seen the most remarkable acceleration in uptake and engagement with digital health right across the healthcare system and, of course, by Australian consumers. And I think we've seen, you know, a few examples of those.
But they don't necessarily recognise it as digital health, do they? It's just kind of routine stuff.
It's exactly. It's just health. It is now just health. That's right. And I think what we're seeing now is people are expecting there to be digital tools available, and what we need to do is to make sure that we continue to keep up delivering digital tools, which consumers will then use in amongst wanting their more traditional ways of engaging with health, like face-to-face consults, but being able to also have a virtual one, grabbing a paper script or getting an electronic one. And it's really important that we're continuing to have this dialogue with what do Australians want out of their healthcare system, which will be underpinned by really rapidly changing digital technologies, which is exactly why we're doing that survey that you mentioned in your intro.
Now, one thing people don't want is to be left behind. So the elderly who may not have access to this, or disadvantaged groups, the risk is with digital health that you're left behind in a digital desert.
So I think the really critical thing about the way that we're seeing this now is that this is complementary to other ways of engaging the healthcare system. We do not want to create a digital divide here. What we want to do is ensure that there are a whole range of ways that Australians can access their healthcare, whether or not it is face-to-face or virtual engagement, and always be able to have those other methods. But as well as that, I think given that we're seeing this rapid acceleration, and we really are, Australian consumers are embracing digital health, as we call it, in a way that's just, you know, beyond anything we've seen before, is that we need to make sure that we're providing people the tools to do so. And so one of the ways that we do that is we're partnering with a really broad range of organisations who then provide opportunities for Australians in different parts of Australia to get that, so what we call that digital health literacy, where they can have local opportunities to improve their own experience and understanding of digital health and how they can access it.
Now, My Health Record, I'm a signed up fan, so I'll say that to start with, but it has been criticised for being clunky and having limited functionality. Where are you going with that? Because that's got enormous potential to really smooth out the system for people.
I'm really glad to hear you say that. We absolutely agree. And I think...
But are you going to make it less clunky and more functional?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think we're lucky. We had this as a foundation. So we already had the foundations for people to have their own health in their hands in a virtual way. What we need to do now, and what I think COVID's done for us, like it has done for everyone, is accelerated the way that we are changing the record and making sure that as we grow and develop it, it is less clunky, got more information in it that is the sort of information that Australians need when they need it. And that's why so much of the work we've been doing in the last 12 months has been focused on the ensuring that Australians can get the information related to their COVID experience, like their vaccination certificate, like their tests results, the ability to be notified about a second dose. And the way that we want to have this survey engagement is to continue to hear from Australians about what they want, and then for us to make sure that their record reflects the things they need when they need it.
Now, it's certainly convenient people to have a telephone conversation for your GP. GPs are a bit mixed on it because they reckon they don't get paid enough for it. It tends to be a very transactional conversation. And we've had a story on the Health Report that perhaps some of the late cancer diagnosis is actually because of phone telehealth, that the GP isn't seeing the patient in front of him or her. What moves are you making to kind of move away from the phone towards more modern multimedia health consultations that probably will capture to a better extent the person's health and well-being?
So the conversations being had right across the healthcare sector and led by Commonwealth Health and with our jurisdictional colleagues is about having a fit for purpose opportunity. So where it's a phone, what things could be the phone and how would that work? What things need virtual tools that are going to be more sophisticated? And how do we support health practitioners to get the uplift they need to have those tools available to them? And what things do we know people want more face-to-face and that health practitioners are going to be able to deliver face-to-face? So this it's a much more sophisticated conversation going on right across health and governments are having with the healthcare sector to ensure that if we're going to go forward, and we know we are, with this as a sustainable part of healthcare delivery, that we need to be really clear-minded about how it's going to work with the different options will be available. They're going to be fit for purpose to deliver the best healthcare for Australians.
So how do people join in the survey?
So you can go to digitalhealth.gov.au. Fill in your survey. It's all there in front of you. And we would love to hear from as many of your listeners and Australians as possible so that we can help shape that future, making sure that we get right what Australians need for the future of their health.
Be careful what you wish for with a health report listener coming in there, but they'll be good for you. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Thank you.
Amanda Catamola, CEO of the Australian Digital Health Agency, and you can get the link to the survey at the Health Reports program page.